These then are introductions to lessons 181 through 200. Listen. Our next few lessons make a special point of firming up your willingness to make your weak commitment strong, and your scattered goals blend into one intent. You're not asked for total dedication all the time as yet, but you are asked to practice now in order to attain the sense of peace such unified commitment will bestow, if only intermittently. It is experience that makes it sure that you will give your total willingness to following the way that the Course in Miracles sets forth. Our lessons now are geared specifically to widening horizons and direct approaches to the special blocks that keep your vision narrow and too limited to let you see the value of our goal. We are attempting now to lift these blocks, however briefly. Words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. And so we start our journey beyond words by concentrating first on what impedes your progress still. Experience of what exists beyond defensiveness remains beyond achievement while it is denied. It may be there, but you cannot accept its presence. So we now attempt to go past all defenses for a little while each day. No more than this is asked, because no more than this is needed. It will be enough to guarantee the rest will come. Lesson 189. or is it? Just let that power come into you. Teaching with a certainty, yeah. That the power of my mind to recognize within my faculty of what you term a body form can only be, at any given moment, a reflection of the power of the light that was present with us in lesson 188, where we used the idea that hovering all around me is an alternative of light. Okay? A little booklet that over 6 million have now been given out in the last 40 days about all about God and how to find them. It's interesting that in the concept of yourself, for some reason or other, the idea of using the term God is a little bit mysterious to you, a little bit frightening, a little bit anxious, a little bit idea that the power of your mind is not simply going to be what the universe is. Now, as you awaken in the mind training, the voice that has been speaking to you has been offering you, this will be lesson 189 and lesson 190, all right? Two little quotes from All About God and How to Find Them that I was sitting this morning when I came into this frame, and somebody said to me, another figure said to me within my sequence, "What is that?" And I said, "That's All About God and How to Find Him, in the idea of the power of light that I'm recognized in this quiet prayer." Okay, now, at that moment that I recognized myself, it's impossible that the figure that I saw out there was not also recognizing it. Okay, through my definition of myself in the arrangement that I had in the idea of how I can find God using the power of light that is my natural inheritance in this notation of the joy that I'm feeling in the expression that you're the one that I have been looking for. You are the one that I have been looking for in this cycle of 40,000 years of ideas of yourself. The light has appeared. You have recognized it and then become frightened, afraid, literally, fear. Fear of God, we call it, is a fear of God, very simply because you didn't recognize where you were. You had lost within your space-time reference the moment of All About God and How to Find Him in lesson 189 and lesson 190 in our Course in Miracles. Listen. Before the light you will receive today, the world will fade until it disappears, and you will see another world arise. You have no words to picture. And now we walk directly into light. Close your eyes upon the world you see, and in the silent darkness, watch the lights that are not of this world light one by one, until where one begins, another ends, loses all meaning as they blend into one, and the lights of heaven bend to you. And angels light the way so that all darkness vanishes, and you're standing in a light so bright and clear that you can understand all things you see. A tiny moment of surprise, perhaps, will make you pause before you realize the world you see before you in the light reflects the truth you knew and did not quite forget in wandering away into dreams. Yes, we're going to begin now, aren't we, with the idea that the power of decision that I intend to utilize are the immediacy of the availability of coming here now, being here, and letting the power of that light penetrate the idea that the moment of darkness that will appear to cause me a continuing fear are nothing but the certainty that my conceptual self is obviously afraid of the loss of the body identity of who I am.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs.
Listen with me. You're walking
what
with
care
me.
I who cares? For the world's affairs, as long as I can sing its popular song.
Are you listening with me? Here we go.
Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy.
Why not give it a try? What are you going to lose? Look at you.
Let me sing a sad refrain.
Can you feel the light of the energy of light that's walking with you?
If my song can start you crying, I'm happy.
Ha.
Let me grow a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your
dreams, I'll show you. I may even do a little soft shoe on this for you.
Let me sing of Dixie's charm, cotton fields and mammy's arms, and if my song can make your home cigar.
Are you ready? Here we go, the light.
Let me groove a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song and reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet.
I'm happy.
Let me sing of Dixie's charm, cotton fields and mammy's arms. And if my song can make your home cigar, I'm not happy.
Here's about the mysterious origin of solar flares of light. They're ideas. And I want you to be happy.
I'm happy.
Huh?
Let me sing of Dixie's charm, cotton fields and mammy's arms. And if my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Thank you. I was interrupted momentarily in the teaching of my lesson 189 by a character in his own reflection of light. You know what he said to me? Why don't you act your age? Yes, everybody knows that I'm 80 years old. Everybody knows that I'm 80 years old. What they forget is that the power of decision that represents what I want to see in my own mind is a power that allows me to decide in thoughts the outcome that I want. Listen, if I don't protect myself, okay, I can't be an 80-year-old guy, because being an 80-year-old guy is a memory that I hold within the sequence of the reflection of light that constitutes what I want to see in the message that I received that said very simply, and we're going to get to it, okay, that I'm not actually a body at all. So that the reflection of light that you have offered me, using the power of light, is not really concerned about the body. Because in lesson 189, we are told that ideas leave not their source. There isn't anything out there. The idea of who I am or what I'm going to see are contained in the first three paragraphs of lesson 189 in our Course in Miracles. My goodness sake, you look beautiful. You see that? I think you get the idea that I don't use the idea of the simple message that the power of decision is mine within the mind training. I assure you that I do. But each moment I have to release the idea of the cellular arrangement of the reflection of light, or I'm going to what? I'm going to get old and I'm going to die, and I'm going to live within this 300-year cycle of time, or 1,000 years. Are you ready? 40,000 years. But deep within me is the answer contained in lesson 189. Listen. I feel the love of God within me now. There is a light in you the world cannot perceive. And with its eyes, you will not see this light, for you are blinded by the world. Yet you have eyes to see it. It is there for you to look upon. It was not placed in you to be kept hidden from your sight. This light is a reflection of the thought that we're going to practice now. To feel the love of God within you is to see the world anew, shining in innocence, alive with hope, and blessed with perfect charity and love. Who could feel fear in such a world as this? It welcomes you, rejoices that you came, and sings your praise as it keeps you safe from every form of danger and of pain. It offers you a warm and gentle home in which to stay a while. It blesses you throughout the day and watches through the night as silent guardian of your holy sleep. It sees salvation in you and protects the light in you in which it sees its own. It offers you its flowers and its snow in thankfulness for your benevolence. This is the world the love of God reveals. It is so different from the world you see through darkened eyes of malice and of fear that one belies the other. Only one can be perceived at all. The other one is wholly meaningless, a world in which forgiveness shines on everything and peace offers its gentle light to everyone is inconceivable to those who see a world of hatred rising from attack, poised to avenge, to murder and destroy. You listen, yet is the world of hatred equally unseen and inconceivable to those who feel God's love in them. And their world reflects the quietness and peace that shines in them, and the gentleness and innocence they see surrounding them, and the joy with which they look out from the endless wells of joy within. What they have felt in them, they look upon and see its sure reflection everywhere. Look. It's a memory that I'm carrying deep within me. I have it with me now, and I'm going to use it in recognition of you.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through.
you.
Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew.
Maybe it's why I got this job. Listening to me?
It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for us.
He's walking with me right now. See differently than I've been seeing.
There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone.
Thank you.
Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you.
What I'm going to do is come back in just a moment, and I'm going to play for you lesson 190. It says that I can actually make a choice on whether I want to be free of the perspective that I'm using to identify myself within my body form. Okay? The idea of doing lesson 190 contains the idea that the choice or the decision of how I want to feel about myself will depend entirely on the thoughts that I have about myself. What have I recognized in the mind training? Thoughts aren't out there. Okay? There's no one out there thinking about me. The thoughts that I am using are the same thoughts that God, who is walking with me, is having about me in the picture of my need to be free of the bondage of the reflection of myself that everyone is confirming with me in this 80-year-old guy, that it's not possible for you and I to share the love that I'm feeling for you right now. This has absolutely nothing to do with the reflection of the light of my body. This formulates into the idea that you're lonely, that you're in pain, that you're dying, that you're telling yourself stories about yourself. You look with me. This is going to be a story about the love that I'm feeling for you. And then I'll come back and we'll read together Lesson 190 that try to show you that all the suffering that you've decided to inflict on yourself in your determination to blame the world for what's happening out there are simply ideas that you've had about yourself. Yes, I just want you to hear just a little of it, and I'll be right back with you. I'll be right back.
The moon belongs to everyone.
I'll see you in a moment.
The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The best things in the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life,
lune s'éteint tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Le ciel, c'est là pour tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Les fleurs de printemps, les oiseaux qui chantent, ces belles choses sont tout pour moi, pour vous. And love can come to everyone. The best thing are free.
Lesson 190.
No matter what the progress, oh, that be true. The simple facts of life are such they cannot be real.
I'm glad I joined you here. You listen.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. Just a sigh. Just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
You gather around me just for
as
a minute.
As time goes by.
And when two lovers walk.
When two lovers woo,
they still say,
I love you.
I love you.
On that you can rely, no matter what the future brings as time goes.
You're letting me sing this to you in lesson 190?
Time goes by.
See, it's in your thoughts, isn't it?
Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy, and hate.
Huh.
Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. Huh. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome as time goes by. The world will always welcome love.
That's the light that we've been looking for. Scenario of reflection of light in lesson 189 was the simple idea that the perspective of energy contained within the reflections of your light are actually images that are only in you. And the idea that the images are only in you are obviously where, say to me, fear. Thank you. Because the idea of the perspective of a location in a given idea of a dream sequence, until you begin to practice a complete alternative that would be possible in a revision of you, okay? It wasn't possible for you to see it, was it? You listen with me. This is lesson 190. That says that the pain and loneliness and death that you're feeling, you know, listen to me, are a poor perspective. They are what we term off the illusionary mark of the reflection of light that you are demanding within the dream sequence. That was very beautiful. Thank you. That's how I know that I'm in love with you. Can you see this? Since I'm only going to get a reflection of myself anyway, and I'm going to use the power of decision of the mind of God, who is our true love that we all share in a single exposure of ourself, the idea of that is contained in what I'm going to read you now. This is the beginning of the idea of lesson 190. That I'm going to choose the piece. And you listen with me, won't you? I choose the joy of God instead of pain in lesson 190. Why? Pain is a wrong perspective. When it is experienced in any form, it is a proof of self-deception. It's not a fact at all. There is no form it takes that will not disappear as seen aright. For pain proclaims that God is cruel. How could it be real in any form? It witnesses to God the Father's hatred of his Son, the sinfulness he sees in him, and his insane desire for revenge and for death. Can such projections be attested to? Can they be anything but wholly false? Pain is but witness to the Son's mistake in what he thinks he is. It is a dream of fierce retaliation for a crime that could not be committed, for attack on what is wholly unassailable. It's a nightmare of abandonment by an eternal love which could not leave the Son whom it created out of love. Listen, pain is a sign that illusions reign in place of truth, and it demonstrates that God is denied, confused with fear, perceived as mad, and seen as traitor to himself.
Feeling small.
Listen.
When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all.
I'm on your side. I want you to be happy.
And friends just can't be found. Like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Are you with me? It's easier than you think. Lesson 190. Reflection of light shows me how much I love the recognition that you are asserting with me in your determination to let us share a single moment in time in which we came into this association. We were here. And we left. If I don't get a chance, as what we term a teacher of the miracle training of A Course in Miracles, the idea that you decided to come in and share with me the 180 through the 200 in our Course in Miracles are indications that you have been willing to look within the perspective of yourself at the possibility that what I'm offering you is actually true. Now, you look with me, I'm going to teach for 3 minutes. My certainty that having had an idea of desperation, of loneliness, of pain and death, to the point where I thought deep within me, there must be another way. There must be another avenue that will open to me if I simply decide that there is no answer to the manner in which I have previously directed my body formulation and my recognition of projecting it into the future so that I could live in this sequence. Because 190 says to me that perspective can be changed very simply by a better reflection of light, all right, that I'm getting, that I'm offering you. And you just offered me that was probably as bright a light as there could ever be, but you remember this. It's not in this sequence of time. This sequence of time in which you apparently find yourself within a parameter of the idea of correspondence of darkness and light is simply a denial of the entirety of the moment, of the collapse of the entirety of the whole universe into a moment of darkness. I'm going to reach you just a little more in lesson 190 of my certainty that standing right with you there is a new reflection of yourself. Now, here's actually what happened. As I progress in the idea of recognition of myself, you are going to be included in with the idea of the lessons that reflect you, whether you decide you want to be or not. Because it's a simple matter, at no single moment does the world exist at all. You come here, you're here, and you leave. You come here, you listen to the song that we sang as time goes by. And you left here, and I want to say especially to you, thank you for checking us out on the radar of light energy, of the power of our mind, and deciding to stop by and asking if you could give me a hand in lesson 190, in the mind training of our Course in Miracles, as it was required in leaving the containment this space and this time. Listen with me. Pain is a sign that illusions reign in place of truth. It demonstrates God is denied, confused with fear, perceived as mad and seen as traitor to himself. If God is real, there is no pain. If pain is real, there is no God. For vengeance is not a part of love. And fear, denying love and using pain to prove that God is dead, has shown that death is victor over life. And the body is the son of God, corruptible in death, as mortal as the father he has slain. Come on now. It reads like this, peace to such foolishness. Come on, that's a very old expression that we use. The time has come to laugh at such crazy ideas. There's no need to think of them as savage crimes or secret sins with weighty consequences. Who but a madman could conceive of them as cause of anything? Their witness pain is mad as they, and no more to be feared than the insane illusion which it shields and tries to demonstrate must still be the truth. Look with me, here it is. It is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. There is no cause beyond yourself that can reach down and bring oppression. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill or sad or weak or frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. And as you perceive the harmlessness in them, they will accept your holy will as theirs. And what was seen as fearful now becomes a source of innocence and holiness. Here we go, listen. My holy brother, think of this a while. The world you see does nothing. It has no effects at all. It merely represents your thoughts, and it will change entirely as you elect to change your mind and choose the joy of God as what you really want. Yourself is radiant in this holy joy, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable, forever and forever. And would you deny a little corner of your mind its own inheritance and keep it in a hospital for pain, a sickly place where living things must come at last to die? There's one more paragraph that I'm going to read to you. Listen, from All About God and How to Find Him. To look upon the fear of God does need some preparation. Only the sane can look on stark insanity and raving madness with pity and compassion, but not with fear. This is the place to which everyone must come when he is ready. Nor is it possible to look on this too soon. Stand you here a while and tremble not. You will be ready. Let us join together in a holy instant right here. With the journey's end before you, you see its purpose. And it is here that you choose whether to look upon it or to wander on, only to return and make the choice again. Here's the entirety of my time element. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. Forgive the past, let it go, it's gone. You've gone on, and you've reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over a very long time ago. We're nearing the end of this sequence of time, aren't we? In the entirety of the idea of offering a Course in Miracles from the risen mind of you in recognition of yourself as a demonstration of the manner in which you have decided to enter with me into the idea of a reappearance of the Savior of this sequence of time, who you immediately recognize as not being within this time sequence. Now, it's what you've been looking for, but what you've been afraid to find. It's what you've been looking for, but what you've been afraid to find. Listen. Listen to what Jesus from out of time says as he comes back into this sequence. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And no man has ascended up to heaven. That's the glory. That's the glory of love.
That's the glory of love.
Listen.
You've got to laugh a little.
Gotta laugh a little.
Cry a little.
Cry a little.
Before the clouds roll by a little.
Thank you.
That's the story of.
Thank you for making simple the idea of the love that I'm feeling for you right now.
As long as there's the two of us, we've got the world and all its charms.
And when the world
there you are. Idea.
We've got the world and all its charm.
I love it.
We've got each other's arms.
Yes, you made it. Despite all the ideas that somehow it was impossible. Why we call it a miracle.
And always have the blues a little.
That's it.
Now that's the story of.
Here we go.
That's the glory of love.
I want to say a particular thank you to you. For the idea of the new energy of light association in which we've entered in this Course in Miracles that has changed the continuum of time. And we've lost our fear. We've lost our fear of the rejection of the idea simply by letting this light come in. We awaken from this dream of death. We awaken now in the idea you were the one. You were the one that was chosen. Why else am I here with you? To perform specific acts of 189 and 190. And now we're going to do lesson 191, which will probably be the most important lesson that you're ever going to hear. Because it has to do directly with your recognition of all the power of the universe is yours. And expresses the determination of the love that I'm feeling for you right here and right now, right here.